So we've been talking about it for the last week, and now the guys are finally in the studio. Masari, Giselle, welcome.
Thank you.
How are you guys? Let me check your microphones there. Is everything okay?
Check one, two.
That's sounding good. If you come closer to your microphone there, Masari.
Right here?
Let me see. Even closer this way.
Closer this way. Oh, okay.
That's weird. Your microphone doesn't seem to be working for some reason. Would you like to swap? If you guys move along one, see if that works.
There you go. Okay.
Ah, there we go. That sounds a little better.
Cool.
Very professional at Energy Lebanon, you know? Oh, there
we go.
There
you go. Woo! We in the party now.
Oh, it's on. It's on. Guys, welcome.
Thank you.
First of all, welcome home, Masari.
Thank you, brother.
Have you pretty much just arrived back, or are you mainly based in Canada now? How's it working for you these days?
I'm actually based in Canada. I'm doing a lot of traveling, of course, and I've been here for about a couple of days. We're doing, you know, we went to the venue, did our rehearsals, and actually just enjoying Lebanon, definitely.
Awesome. And welcome to Lebanon, Giselle. Is this your first time here?
Thank you so much. Yes, it is my first time.
How are you finding it? That's what I've got to ask.
It's absolutely wonderful. People are so friendly to me and it's very touching.
It's cool because this summer especially, I'm sure Masari, you can attest to this as well, there's so much going on in this city and this country this summer. It's a really good time to be here. So what was it like for you guys to be invited to be one of the headline acts at the Batroom Festival, which is, you know, obviously quite a prestigious festival taking place this summer?
Definitely for me, anything that has to do with Lebanon, I'm always honored to be here because it's my home country and I love this country with all my heart. And definitely the Batroom Festival is one of many things that we're going to be doing over here in Lebanon for the next year. I got the new album coming out called Forever Masari. Bad Girl just came out. It's the latest thing, this first single from the album. We got another single coming out real soon in about a week or two called Body Body. And so we got a lot of things planned, you know.
Awesome, because Bad Girl was a huge hit here.
Yeah.
It was number one in the Energy Top 20.
She wanna be a bad girl.
Oh, we're getting it live.
She wanna be a bad girl. Yeah, man.
That's awesome.
We made sure we let them know what's up.
You know what? We'll play it in a second. Maybe you can do karaoke with it. See how Masari does Bad Girl. Right. So let's take it back a little bit. You're talking about your second album now.
Right.
But how was it back in the day when you were in the studio for the first time recording one of your first tracks like Spitfire? Did you ever think back then you'd get to where you are now? Because it's an uphill struggle for any artist, even, you know, an artist of, you know, your caliber to get noticed. It's impossible, really, isn't it,
Well, I'm sure that, you know, just like all artists, and I'm sure which Giselle can agree with me, when you start out, you definitely have certain expectations, but you're not really ready for what's about to happen. I was very surprised. I was very blessed to be able to get the opportunity. When I did Spitfire, that was in 2002, 2003. I really did not see this coming. I thought it was, we're going to basically get, you know, some love from my hometown in Ottawa and maybe get some Canada love. And then by the time that I did the album and dropped the first single, Smile For Me, from the Masari album, the way that it just caught fire, it was unbelievable. It was honestly a true blessing, man.
That's so cool. And one thing I've got to ask as well, I mean, I'm not sure if this is an obvious question, whether this is general knowledge, but I've been here for 7 months now.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering why the name Masari. Why did you choose that at the time?
I definitely chose it because it's an Arabic name. I felt like a lot of the artists that were coming out from the Middle East were perhaps changing their name to, you know, try to go to fame without having to admit their Arab background, which I found insulting. So I basically attacked it head on and I called myself a name that is worldly known by all the Arabic and Lebanese people that it's an Arabic name. Definitely the fact that the name means money for me is the reason why I did it, is because I want to actually change the meaning of the actual word. I want people to think of money not as the things that, all the material things that everybody's trying to grasp or try to get from life itself. And then we definitely don't take any of it once we leave this life. For me, I want to be able to change the meaning of the name, so when people think of money, they think of love and understanding and unity and be able to remember good music. So even in the Arabic language, when people are saying Masari, Masari, when they're just talking in general, it's now starting to embed a certain memory into their thought pattern. You know?
Dude, that was so deep. I thought you were going to say it sounded good. I thought I'd take it, but no, that's awesome.
Cool.
And Giselle, you know, let's go. Sorry. I was very impressed with that. I really was.
Cool. I can see a stunned look still.
I am. I'm here with a big grin on my face now that I've learned that. It's amazing.
Cool.
So Giselle, you're here from Trinidad, as we mentioned. What would you say your musical influences, do they lie in Trinidad, would you say? Or is it sort of outside sources that made you the artist that you are today?
Well, honestly, Trinidad, we have all sorts of music, so it's definitely from Trinidad, but I'm doing pop, so definitely the outside world and bigger artists outside of Trinidad have influenced me as well.
Sure.
So it's a mixture of everything.
Let's talk about your name for a second. So yeah. I had fun when we talked about Masari. So
I don't have any deep meaning in that. Chazelle is actually my first name.
It's actually your first name, yeah?
Yeah?
Oh, cool. And tell us about your debut track on the international stage. We're going to play it real soon. It's Elevator. Tell us a little bit about it then.
Sure. Elevator is my first song that I recorded. Actually, I went up to Canada.
So this is actually the first one that you know, your first actual track from a studio, yeah?
Yes, this is my first track. And actually, I went to Canada to work with a songwriter to develop my skills as a writer. And we did Elevator and I demoed it. It wasn't supposed to be for me. And when I did it, it was like, you know what? This sounds good. Maybe we should just do it for you and see what happens. And
that's
here
cool.
I am.
When you recorded it, do you get a feeling where you think, this just sounds right, this is the one for me? Or did you instantly think, yes, Elevator, I'm going to make this my own?
Well, when we wrote it, I was really excited. So it felt good from the start. We were having to write that song and even singing it was just a fun song to start with, and I didn't know what was going to happen. So when he told me, you know what, let's do it, I was like, yes.
Let's go for it.
Let's go for it.
Cool. Yeah. That's it. Well, guys, stick around for a little bit. We'll play some Masari in a second. But first of all, ladies first, as it goes, let's play Chazelle, Elevator, on Come Energy. On. Masari's moving to it as well. That is awesome.
Yeah.
Chazelle, Elevator on Energy. Wow. We are liking that. We're liking it. How does it feel to hear it on the radio? Because I guess in your home country, you might have heard it as well. And if you're, you know, in the car or whatever, and all of a sudden it comes on, Is it kind of like, oh, that's me?
That's exactly what happens. I was like, listen, everybody, my song is playing. You know? And I'm like totally excited.
Doing that sort
of... Distracting everybody, distracting the driver.
Well, that's what I do. If I hear an advert with my voice on it, I sneakily turn it up and like, oh, that's me again. Oh, that's nice. So back to you for a sec, Masari. We were talking about debuts and back to the first album.
Right.
How did it feel when you received the news that it had reached gold certification in Canada? Because it's a very, very competitive market for music. And to hear it reach gold, that must have been a dream come true.
It was honestly unbelievable. You can't help but get really emotional.
Because
you feel like you worked so hard and you put so much effort into it that this is the best reward that you can possibly get, is the appreciation of the people. You going gold meaning you're supported by your fan base that's going out there and buying albums at a time that downloads are extremely dominating the industry. And it was almost like my firstborn, the fact that I had a gold record. I got that on my wall.
I was going to say, do you keep it up on the wall?
Big time, and you know, and the whole family proud of it and everything. Yeah, that's it's definitely a big deal for me.
That's so cool, but it must be hard knowing that your first album went gold and what you're expected to do, because, of course, you signed for Universal Canada now,
which
is awesome. I'll come back to that in a second, because there's something I wanted to talk about you there. But
no problem.
Is it like kind of a lot of pressure to realize that you've got to better your first album with your second one? That's what they're expecting?
I think the fact that ever since my first album, I've been able to tour so much, so vocally, I've been so much stronger than my first album. Second of all the experience that I've had and things that have happened to me that I've been able to talk about and write about in the album, I believe this album is going to be 10 times what the first album was. Mm-hmm. And this is why I chose to take the time and make sure that I have a solid album before I come back out. Because I truly believe in longevity, and it's not about selling an album and simply trying to cheat people into buying an album that's only got one or two hits on it. This album is going to have 15 songs and a minimum of 9 singles.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we're going
nine
all
singles?
Out, baby. We're going to take it off. Global domination.
Awesome. Because like you say, you do get a lot of albums where you'll get two tracks and then it's moving on. They're recording the next album and it's over. 9. That's amazing.
Yeah.
So how are things with Universal at the minute? Because I heard that before signing with them, they'd been keeping a little bit of an eye on you.
Definitely, they did.
After your previous album.
It was very rewarding to see the president, Randy Lennox, of President Universal in Canada, to hug me like his beloved child that he hasn't seen in 10 years. He's like, you're doing Pepsi commercials in North Africa. How did you get over there? You know, as a young Canadian artist, they were truly proud and honored, you know?
Yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. And it's got to be a great feeling, though, to be doing Pepsi commercials
definitely.
In North Africa.
Yeah, definitely.
That's when you know you've made it.
Yeah,
that's
definitely,
awesome,
for sure, for sure.
So tomorrow, you guys are playing live in ever-beautiful Batroun. Beautiful place. What can we expect from you both tomorrow night, then? What have you got lined up for?
It's
gonna
be fire.
It's gonna be fire, is it? Giselle, what can you add? Is it really gonna be fire?
It's gonna be fire for sure. And you're gonna hear a couple more of my songs, so you can look out for that.
Oh, cool. Well, that's gonna be awesome to hear the new stuff as well. Do you write your own stuff?
I write some, and then I co-write as well.
Cool. So it's all it's all coming up. I guess you've got an album coming soon, have you, at some point?
I'm still working on my album. It should be finished in September, so we're looking to launch in October, November.
Awesome stuff. Now, Giselle, imagining you could take anyone on stage with you tomorrow night, apart from Masari, of course, because you got that, dream come true already. But if you could take any artist in the world, dead or alive, on stage with you tomorrow, and the same goes for you, Masari, as well, who would it be? If you could, anyone, like, what? Who's the dream to collaborate
I'd take
with?
Tupac Shakur and Biggie Smalls, man.
Oh, that'd be hard, right?
Light it up.
That would be so cool.
Yeah.
How about you, Shazelle? Who would you take?
I'd take Madonna and Gwen Stefani.
Oh, see, that is like a dream team.
That would be awesome. The divas is in the building.
Now, you guys, do you still get nerves when you go on stage? Tomorrow, when you go out in Batroun and you see that there's thousands of people in front of you, will you get the nerves, or does that disappear after a while?
No, actually, it's something that keeps you sharp. If you don't have that bit of adrenaline pumping right before you step foot on stage, you'd be too mellow in order for you to kind of take in all that energy that's coming from the crowd that's expecting you. For me, that adrenaline is what pumps me. After a certain period of time of performing, you learn to control that adrenaline and that rush that you have, and you become addicted to it.
Really?
Definitely. So I love performing, and I love that rush right before I hit the stage, because I take it and I make sure that it fuels me, and I give it right back to my fan base, you know.
That's so cool. And as well, you know, if we just take it back early to your career as well, when it was all beginning and you were starting to get these feelings when you go on stage and there's so many people after you, one nerve-wracking moment when you hit a stage, I would have to say, I guess, was at Canada's Much Music Awards 2006 when you won the award for Be Easy.
Yeah.
For Best Pop Video.
That was crazy.
What? That must have been insane. You know, How did you feel about that?
The story was crazy because my actual label kept it from me. They didn't let me know
really?
That I had won. So they're like, Masari, would you just like you come walk with us for a second, please? And I'm like, okay. So I'm standing there and all these people cheering and crowds going. I'm like, what's going on? They're like, by the way, you just won the Best Pop, the Be Easy Best Pop Video. And I was truly excited, but I already, yeah. you know, I had pre-planned the whole speech and everything just in case. So thank God it actually worked out.
I know, yeah. But that must have been the amazing feeling when the sort of the new song hit. Did it take a while for it to sink in that you'd actually
won
a Much Musical?
It was all surreal. Actually, to tell you the truth, an artist that actually lets it sink in and they get used to it, they sometimes become arrogant or ignorant and they start being stuck up. Where for me, the biggest thing for me is the fact that once you reach a certain level of success, your humbleness is your clothing. You need to be able to stay grounded. You need to be able to let people understand that you truly appreciate the fact that they've supported you get to a certain point, and you cannot change on them now that they've loved you. And so for me, it was definitely a big deal, but I made sure that it kept me grounded and I kept humbling myself more and more as much as I could.
That's awesome. So tomorrow you can see the man himself and Shazelle on stage as well, performing her new stuff at the Batroom Festival. You can get your tickets from the Virgin Ticketing box office. Guys, are you okay to stay around for another 5 minutes? Is that too
much? Man, we're having too much fun. We ain't going nowhere. Come
is
on,
is that
man.
Cool? Is that good?
Let's go.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. This is a song that you might actually know, Masari.
Oh my God, who sings this? I love this song.
Have you heard this one before?
She wanna be a bad girl.
She wants to be a bad
girl.
Actually, you know what? If I can just, we'll go into the song in a second. Who is this song about?
This is about a girl who's confident in herself and is basically looking to leave her past life behind and become a bad girl, meaning a sexy girl, a girl that's wanted by everybody. And I don't mean it in a bad girl in a way that's a negative. Instead, it's actually a slang that we use out in North America, a bad girl, meaning that she's a hot, sexy girl that every guy wants, who's confident and believes in herself.
Nice. So is this kind of generic? Is this about any girl who wants to be like that? Or was there someone in mind when you wrote
this?
No,
it was actually, you know, people kept asking me, what's your real love and who you're looking for. So I'm looking for a bad girl. That's what I'm looking for.
And you thought, oh, and that's a good time to cue the track, I reckon.
Let's go.
Cool, let's play it. Masari, Bad Girl Energy, playing at the Batroom Festival with Shazelle tomorrow. Remember, tickets, Virgin Ticketing box office. Get them now and see them live tomorrow.
She wanna be a bad girl. She wanna be a bad girl.
Bad girl.
She wanna for my best life. Looking for the spotlight.
Spotlight.
She wanna be a bad girl. She wanna be a bad girl. She don't look in the streetlight, looking for the spotlight.
She wanna be a teacup. She got me running every night. She see me coming, got me swerving left and right.
She in a tight spot, checking all our blind spots.
Cause I know you want me there when the night's up. She got the better, better flow in the rain. In and out of lanes like it's some kind of game. I'm thinking that I gotta speed up,
speed up.
Cause I know that she don't wanna slow down.
She wanna be a bad girl,
bad girl.
She wanna be a bad girl.
Oh,
she wanna be my best girl.
She wanna be a bad girl. And she knows that she can drive him insane. Body like a supermodel rolling in her range. And I know that she wanna get down with a thug.
Smack that feathers on love, but she wanna
want it.
Anything to get on him.
At least I'll open some Gucci and Prada.
Take it to the crib, it's all night. Cause I'm gonna let her do what she wants.
She wanna be a bad girl.
She wanna be a bad girl.
Girl.
She wanna feel my best life.
She wanna be
How about you join in and sing it a little bit, Masari?
Cheer. Come on.
Awesome.
Bad girl. She wanna be a bad girl. Stream night. Looking for the spotlight. She wanna be.
Nice, guys, awesome. So we'll let you head back off in a second because I know you're real busy. There's a lot of stuff to do. But what I'll just say is, how long are you guys in Lebanon for before you leave then now?
We leave on Sunday.
Leave on Sunday?
Yeah, we don't have much more time.
Really? Chazelle, where do you head next? Where are you heading next?
Actually, I'm going with Masari.
Oh, you guys are going to Australia?
Australia.
Oh, have you guys been
down
there
under.
Before? Down under.
Hey, mate.
G'day, Masari.
Yeah, we actually been there about four times, Australia.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've been Sydney and Melbourne, and people are awesome out there as well. You know, I recommend anybody to go out there to kind of just visit it, just to, you know, I know it's on the other side of the world. It's easy
but
to
it's
see.
Worth a visit if you can, sure. So you guys, you're touring a lot together at the moment then. You're heading all around the world because, sorry, you were in Germany recently. Were you there as well?
No,
as well?
I wasn't there.
Oh, right, have you joined here in Lebanon?
Yeah.
And then you're continuing on to Australia. Mm-hmm. Awesome stuff. You guys are going to have an awesome time, I'm sure. So guys, people want to check you out online. Where can they do that? Because I know, Masari, you've got MySpace and Facebook, and Chazelle, you got MySpace and website and all that sort of stuff. So where can we find you?
You can actually at forevermasari.com. On the bottom of the actual website, there's my Twitter, my YouTube page, MySpace, everything. So everything that anybody needs to know to be able to keep up with me, forevermasari.com. That's where all my show dates are listed as well, all my newest video singles and all that.
Nice. And you, Chazelle, as well. Where can we get you?
You guys can check me out at www.chazelle.com, and you'll also find me on Facebook, and everything else that you need to know about me is there as well.
Awesome stuff.
Go check out my stuff. Get a preview of what's to come tomorrow.
Nice. Guys, listen, thank you so much for joining us. It's been a real pleasure. You guys
pleasure,
are fantastic.
Thank you so
and
much
we hope
us.
To see you back soon. Remember, the guys playing at the Batroom Festival, you can get your tickets from the Virgin Ticketing box office for tomorrow night. Guys, thank you so much.
Thank
once
you,
again,
brother.
Enjoy Saturday and enjoy Australia as well.
Definitely. Thank you. See you soon.
Thank
man.
You. See you soon, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.